What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm
the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a cable car.
Cheers. Offer to Mother.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Robert.
Evening, Rob. Are you all right?
I'm all right, thank you. How
yes,
are you?
I am all right, thank you.
We're one down.
Yes, I noticed that, actually.
Yes. We've got no other Mark today. He's not feeling very well. It's that time of year, innit?
Bless him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, things going round. And you know what, guys? We've been doing this 2 years, and we've always tried, wherever possible, not to record or not to put out an episode that doesn't include one of us, because it really does feel...
different. Strange.
There's something's really missing.
Yeah, it does.
However, obviously, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we've now gone live on Patreon, so now we do have... actual paying members that listen to listen to our.
I don't know how many we have, but
thousands, Mark, thousands.
Like, listen, I'm a bit concerned because I'm in charge of the money.
Yeah.
So I don't want any of these coming to us going.
Yep. Listen, taxman's going to be knocking on your door.
Yeah. Well, they might do, and I'll be sending them your addresses. However, I don't want our patrons to be going. Hang on, can we get a refund?
Yeah.
A 25% refund.
Oh, because one of us is missing.
So.
Does that mean, guys.
Does
that mean if there's only three of us now that we're each 33% worth of it then? If it was 25% and they're going to get 25% of the money back, then that would that mean that we're now worth more each? Ooh. We're now worth 33%.
Well, but you're doing it in retrospect, as in, Mark can still claim his money back on all the previous episodes. Yeah, so yeah. You can't just wipe him out of them, can you, bless him?
That's true.
What we didn't want to do is let you guys down. A, for those that are non-members, that's one thing, but especially if we've got people paying for our content now and paying to be members, which we are very thankful of. Thank you very much.
Very thankful
for. If you missed that episode, please go to patreon.com and you can sign up to be a member. Support your local podcast and all that. We didn't want to not give you anything. So Mark's obviously given his full blessing for us to carry on. We've promised we won't take the mickey out of him too much, since he's not here to defend himself.
But
we are one down today, and it's sad that we're one down, but we will keep chuntering on and chuggering on.
Speaking of being ill, I didn't tell you what it were last week, did I, what I had?
You weren't very well, were you?
I had a sore throat, didn't I?
You did.
It turns out it was tonsillitis.
Right, well, I think I'm because I'm ill now.
Well, you can't blame me for that.
Well, I'm going to blame you. I know I can't catch it, but I'm going to blame you because the day I saw you, that night, I were ill and I've got a sore throat.
Do you know what's funny, right?
What's funny? I'm funny that I'm ill.
No. Because I completely hear what you're saying.
Yes.
And I can almost understand why. Because as much as the doctor said I'd got tonsillitis, who am I to argue with? I had a very, very sore throat, like ridiculously sore throat, for more than 4 days before I actually
went to
see them.
You were going to say 4 hours then, weren't
you? No, 4 days. But after that, within 2 days of that or 1 day of that, then this whole what felt like flu just came out of me. So then my nose went, and then my, you know, everything else just came out of me, and I'd already had the I'd already had the whole feeling feverish and all at the start, And then all this sore throat, and then at the back end of it, I got all this, and I've still not got rid of it. I've still got it.
Well, listen, I was with you that day when you were poorly. That hence why I've caught it off you. Forget this tonsillitis thing. Now, that day I spent with you, right? Yeah. I witnessed all this doctor's pharmacist thing.
Yes, you did.
Which I'm talking as if I'm like living in a different country. I'm living in the same country as you, but your service you got were remarkable.
It was, wasn't it, actually?
So, I don't know if you want to... Because I've been to doctors, and I've had a completely different experience to you.
Really?
So I'll tell the listeners my experience after you've told them yours. In a nutshell, of course. I don't mean like... I got a call at 9:14, and no. I spoke to him for 2.5 minutes, and I don't mean that.
I'll not do it like Mark. I'll keep it brief. So, Kirk, I may as well tell you, because you're the only other person here that doesn't know the story.
Yeah.
Apart from everyone listening. So... After 3-4 days of this sore throat, I was like, right, enough's enough. I'm going to see a doctor. So I rang them up first thing in the morning, and they basically said, look, we'll give you a call back. And call me back. It was a triage nurse who basically said, go to the pharmacy. You need some...
Don't look at me. I can't remember the name.
That stuff that you squirt at the back of your throat.
Diflam.
Diflam. You need to get some Diflam spray. It's Dr. the first Kirk. Thing that's gonna they're going to recommend. But if you go and see your pharmacy, they can now actually see you. And they'll tell you if there's anything else that they can give you that might be more suitable. Apparently, they can give you certain antibiotics, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
7 days worth, I think.
Right. I think it might be less than that, because that might be why he sent me away. But anyway, I went, got the Diflam, and the person behind the counter said, are you able to swallow and... are you able to swallow food and swallow drink? Stop it.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sat here listening to the story.
Are you able to swallow food and water or drink? And I said, no, I am, but it's really painful. She went, right, I'll get the pharmacist for you. So went to see him, and he basically said, no, I'm going to refer you to the doctor. He rang the doctor for me and said, I'd like to refer Rob back to you. He requires seeing a doctor. So he said, they'll call you. I got in the car, was driving back home within what must have been 4 minutes of driving,
Not long.
Phone rang. It was the practice. Really lovely woman, weren't she? Really helpful. And said, look, Rob, we understand we've had a call back. We want to see you. Just give me some more symptoms, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. I want to get you in today. Can you come at 4:20? I was like, yeah, I can come at 4:20.
Wow.
4:20, I went. I got there at 10:10. I was in at 4:15. I didn't. Yeah. I was in before my actual time.
At this stage, while this was happening, I'm thinking Rob's gone private. This is Booper. Yeah. This is Booper. This.
Yeah.
Because this is not. I just don't understand the service they got.
Yeah.
It was superb because they weren't doing any chasing. They were literally ringing him in.
They were just ringing me.
And they weren't. And sometimes when you get callbacks, I'm not particularly from doctors, but from anywhere, sometimes you get callbacks going, oh yeah, and they go, hello, you know, Mr. Lane or whatever, or Mr. Stevenson, and you go, yeah, hello. They go, so how can we help you?
Yeah.
And you're going, oh, do you not? And they go, no, I don't know anything about anything. And you have to then, I mean, it'd be a complaint or a store or whatever it is, but they knew exactly. So Rob didn't have to explain anything. They just cracked on with it. And they were like, yeah, that's right.
She did some data protection, and she was like, can I just check your date of birth and check your thingy? Yep, right, brilliant. I understand this. Yep, brilliant.
Although Kurt looks a bit confused.
I don't know what a doctor is anymore.
Well,
I think I died last week and they weren't bothered.
Just go private, like, well,
honestly, the last three, four times I've tried to get a doctor's appointment for anything, it's been absolutely ludicrous. Like, I ring up, you can only ring between 8:00 and 8:02. You know, as soon as you ring, you're 756th in line. No one ever answers the phone. Just. I've come to the conclusion there's no doctors working at my doctor's surgery. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I've thought for a long time that our practice in Thurcroft is exceptional. I have thought for a long time that I hear people saying all the time, you can't get in, you can't do this, you can't get in. I think I
look at
always
this,
seem
look
to
at
be
this
okay.
lump on my face.
Yeah.
Right?
What? I thought that were your head.
Right. Right. On my head.
Oh, all right, okay, mate. Yeah.
So the lump next to my ear.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. In 2018, 2019, so I've always been told that it's nothing to worry about and it's a cyst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it used to be much smaller than this, and they just basically said that they'd rather leave it alone, and if it ever becomes a problem, to let them know, and they can look to remove it.
Can I just ask you, though, but surely it's a problem because you've got a lump on your face.
Well...
I mean, that's a problem in itself, isn't
it?
I mean,
yeah. But then... So then it weren't really a problem. It didn't really cause much of a problem. And then late 2018, 2019, it started growing quite rapidly.
Yeah.
And I started getting to a point where my ear that it's next to, because it's right next to my ear, started to feel a bit blocked every now and again, or sometimes I'd lose a bit of hearing in that ear, only for moments, you know.
When?
Moments. And so in end, I was like, I did what I did, ignored it. And then it really started to really inflame and become really, really, really painful. To the point where I spent a week every morning ringing my doctor to try and get in to see the doctor. A whole week. And not once did I even get to speak to anybody.
Wow. Not even a nurse or anyone?
Nobody. Nobody. And
were you ringing the right number?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were no one there, then what's going off?
Because it got to a point where it would go to leave a message.
Oh.
Basically, and somebody would ring you back. No one ever did.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, this is what I'm saying with you, Rob.
I've never had that.
So in the end, it was so painful and so swollen, I actually went to the hospital.
A&E, yeah.
Yeah, A&E.
Yeah.
They referred me to the ENT.
Ear, nose and throat department.
Well done.
Yep.
In Doncaster.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where the specialist one is, apparently.
Really?
Went there, but I couldn't see... Well, sorry, I'm telling a real long story now. I end up seeing the doctor that was a GP in the emergency department in Doncaster. I'd been sent there from Rotherham because Doncaster was an ENT specialist.
Right.
But because it was nighttime, the ENT specialist obviously wasn't open. So basically, the guy that was speaking to me, lovely doctor, told me that this cyst was infected and it needed lancing.
Okay.
So I'm like...
Is that where they cut it open?
Yeah.
Well, it's still there.
So, right, it needed lancing. He explained to me that it wouldn't get rid of the cyst because the cyst is growing from the inside, but because it's infected, it needs to be drained.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like...
Sounds great so far.
I'm like, brilliant. So then I said to him, he's like, and... The reason why I can tell you this with such certainty is because
I'm a doctor.
I used to be an ENT specialist.
Okay.
I've lanced thousands of them.
I don't know where it's going to go wrong here because it sounds great so far.
I know. I'm thinking. Yeah. No, listen. At this point, I'm in so much pain. You know me enough to know that if I've gone to the hospital, I've taken myself off to the hospital, I am in pain.
Yes.
Right. To which then he looked at me and went, however. Now, because I'm a GP, I'm not allowed.
Really?
No.
Because I'm a GP, I'm not allowed? Yep.
So he used to be an ENT specialist.
Yeah.
Everything that I needed doing, he was a specialist in. But because he was a GP now, he wasn't allowed to do it.
I am a little bit worried that in the respect that he used to be, but now he's only a GP. So what went wrong in his life
a GP would be classed as a step up.
A
general practitioner, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought GPs were like bottom of the bottom.
No. Be careful about bottom what you're thinking about an ENT specialist. All that means he was a doctor that specialised in ENT. He wasn't a, what's it called, the one above a doctor?
A consultant.
A consultant.
Hmm.
He wasn't saying he was a consultant.
Did you not ask him if he were one of them?
No.
Just get him to say anything as long as you can get lanced off.
Anyway, in the end, there's nothing he could do about it. He made me an appointment to go back the next day to see the ENT specialist. However, when I got home that night, it burst.
Oh.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
It actually like burst all over your pillow or something?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And it was so...
horrific.
Much of a relief.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was awful.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Painful. It was a little bit painful, but not as painful as it was without it being burst.
I literally...
Does that make sense?
I've got like visions of something from Alien.
Oh, yeah. Rob. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going through rolls and rolls and... Well, not rolls. Yep.
sound like me. Lorry
fulls.
Yeah. Lorry fulls.
Thousands of tons.
It's like Coca-Cola vans arriving. Holidays are coming.
I literally had to hold like toilet roll under it. And literally, it was seeping through the toilet roll.
Oh, gosh. Yep. This is better than an episode of Stranger Things.
But the thing is, it stunk.
Oh, I bet. Of course it did.
But literally, it got to a point then I was just squeezing it. And it was just all this pus and everything that were coming out. But, oh, my God. So, which meant that by the time I went back to the appointment the day after, they were like, oh, great. We don't need to lance it anymore because it's popped.
You've done it yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, right, but what happens now? They're like, look, the sack that's inside your face is just going to keep refilling.
Yeah.
So it needs to come out. It needs to be removed. So we...
There's a 10-year waiting list
for
operations.
So we've referred you. We're going to refer you back to your GP to be referred to have it removed.
That was 2018.
That was 2019.
Oh, and you've still not heard anything?
Still not heard a thing.
Have you not rung up and said, what position am I on the queue?
I've tried ringing my GP.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
of course they don't
answer. That is really bad, that.
Hang on, I just need to cough. One second.
I'll leave it in for you, though, because obviously it just makes you sound more ill.
I am ill. I'm really ill.
I don't want to take that out because that'll take away from the fact that you are ill.
I am ill because I've got a story about this in the morning when we finish Kirk's story.
So that's where I am with GPs and doctors and stuff.
Okay. Well,
I'll tell you what, you need to come to my doctors. That's what you need to do. Yeah.
You see, the experience you got is in fairness, is how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it should operate.
Yeah.
Not how you experienced it. And of course.
So, what was your experience?
Well, my experience is not as bad as yours, Kirk, but it's certainly not as good as yours. So, obviously, I'm ill, so I thought, right, you need to go to the doctor. She thinks I'm dying, bless her. So, I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm just poorly. I'm fine. So,
well, your age, though, mate.
Well, I know. You're acting like Mark.
Kirk's taking mantle off from Mark.
He is, isn't
he? You can never be too careful.
Yeah, exactly. My days are numbered. So I'm like, well, fine. Now, what we have to do at our doctors is you can't ring at 8 o'clock. You have to physically go there. Wow. So, I don't know if that's a better system or not, but you have to go there.
Well, at least it drafts out all the lazy people.
Yeah.
You know, anyone that can't be bothered to get up and go.
Or maybe those that are that ill can't go.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Do you know what I mean? But you're right. Yeah. So anyway, I went there for 8 o'clock. I mean, there's already 12 people stood outside. I'm like, great. So anyway, goes in, queues up. And again, I know I've raised this point before about it, and I'll say it again. I find it bewildering.
Go on, give it another go.
Go on.
I find it bizarre, right? you go in, right? And there's like, obviously we stood up and we're in this open, I've said it before and I'll say it again, but you can hear everybody's date of births, their addresses, you know, what their ailments are. I mean, they're a poor woman, bless her. I mean, I could hear she was having female issues. And reception's going, what's the matter? And she's going, oh, well, I'm getting a bit of bleeding. And I'm like, that's not really, you know what I mean? Yeah. I could tell she was a bit embarrassed.
Oh, I bet you were fuming. You don't want to be hearing that in the morning, do you?
No,
you can't even watch adverts.
No, I mean, I was fuming because I know, I don't want to hear it. And B, I was fuming for her.
Yeah.
But it so happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand this, you know what I mean? Because you're trying to, anyway, I've ranted on about it before. So we're suddenly going, gets to the front. I mean, the receptionists were fine. Obviously, she's going, what's the matter? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I got my appointment and it was for 1:40. So obviously, I mean, I drove there, so I then had to drive back. Anyway, finally went back round, got
in. I mean, that's positive that you got
an appointment
the same day that you went in.
Yeah, true.
That's
I think we all got appointments and we were stood in queue.
Right.
I mean, there were only 12 of us in queue, but I don't know if there's only 12 appointments for that day or anybody. I don't know. I've no idea. But the point is, I got an appointment, went back, saw a doctor. She were great. She said, blah, 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 blah. And she said, oh, I've got a viral infection and I've got a chest infection because I'm having a bit of chest pains as well. So she gave me she didn't give me an inhaler. She gave me a prescription to go and get an inhaler. So I had to go and get that. And then I went for an X-ray. I had to go to the hospital to go and have an X-ray. But again, when I went to hospital... that's another word I can't say. Hospital. Well, hospital.
You seem to be saying it all right now.
Do I usually put a K in it.
Don't start with this again.
Because you know that other word that I can't see. You know, I said bottle.
Bottle.
Yeah. Bockle. Bockle. But anyway, the other word that I can't say is little. I can't say little.
Little.
I say little instead of little. It should be little, shouldn't it?
Little.
Little. Yeah. I don't say little. I know I'm saying it now because I'm thinking about what I'm saying, but I say little.
Little.
I put a C in it, do I? Little. 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 It's not little.
My God.
It's not little.
No. You don't say little. You just say little. You just don't say little. T. You just don't say the T.
Oh, okay. It's not little. It's not little, is it?
The word is... It's not little.
That's what I'm saying. It's not little. And that's what I say, but it's actually little.
Little, yeah.
But I don't say that. I know I've just said it, but in conversations, I don't say in conversations, I'll go little.
Right. I think I'm getting you now. In your head, you say little.
Little.
Yeah.
So if it's a little bottle...
Yeah.
It's a little bottle. Anyway,
you're a force of nature, you.
Right. So anyway, I'm off to hospital, right? For me. Do you mind?
It's a little one. It's a bottle.
Little bottle.
Honestly, I was editing last week's episode, right? What? I was editing last week's episode.
Are we still recording at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I was literally editing it, and I was howling while editing it because it's just this fact of what you think you're saying and what you're actually saying. Are two completely different things.
It might be, but all I know is I can't talk.
That's very true.
And I don't say the right words.
That's very true.
Yeah, I
know I can't say bottle. I know I've just said it right because I have to think about it. For people who don't understand me, maybe listening in Cambodia and go, I don't understand that word. But bottle and little, I don't say those words right.
Right.
I know
right.
I did then, yeah. but in normal conversation.
So, who went to hospital?
That's how I say it. So I went. So off I went to hospital to have my X-ray done.
Yeah.
And again, reception. She's going, what's your date of birth and all this lot. And again, loads of people are listening to me. Fine. But you know when we did that episode on your question, Rob, were about things. No, sorry, Kirk. You things that you do that quirky things that you do. Because you were talking about counting,
yeah,
weren't you?
It was a question from Kai.
It
was a question from Kylie.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, I know of one now because I did it today.
All right.
Right. And it's when I'm walking, right, somewhere. It could be anywhere. If I'm walking from A to B. So today I was walking from my house to hospital, right? When I'm walking on pavements,
yeah,
right, if I'm walking down a road, right, and I'm on the left-hand side and I'm going to exit at a junction on the right... I've got to cross the road.
I've got to say, listeners, right? Just so you get the full thing here. As Mark's talking, he's doing hand gestures, yeah, right? Right? And on both occasions there, got it wrong. On both occasions there, where he said when he's walking on the left, he pointed to the right. And when he said when he wants to get off a junction on the right, he pointed left. I just want to give you the full experience.
Yeah, listen, there's a story to that. The reason I do that.
Okay.
Right, hang on. Let's park the pavement story for now. Let me tell you this story. The reason I do the left and right thing is when I'm DJing, right, and I announce buffies, they're usually on my left or right. So when I point and I go, your buffy's on your left, right? It's not on their left, it's on their right. So I have to do the opposite for the crowd that's looking at me.
Does that make sense? You're like a teacher, aren't you? You're doing the reverse.
Do teachers do buffies? Is that what you're saying?
No, but you know if someone's teaching an aerobics class or some sort of fitness class.
I don't know.
Say,
I don't go to them.
Yeah. To the left.
I don't go to fitness.
I know you don't. But they'll say to the left. Rude. But they'll obviously be pointing to... the right, because they're right.
So it's the thing then. It's other people doing it.
It is the thing. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I do it. My disco. So the buffy's on your left. Brilliant. Or your right as you look at me.
You're walking down pavement.
Can I just point out? Yeah. You're not in an aerobics class, and you're not pointing out a buffy. So can we get the right way?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. So if I'm walking down the right hand side
of the pavement,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the right hand side. Obviously,
when you say the right hand side of the pavement, as in you mean on the right hand side of the road.
The pavement that's on the right-hand side.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. So I'm walking down the road and I'm on the right-hand side of the pavement on the road.
I mean, does that not depend which way you're looking at the road?
I suppose it does, but I'm looking at it...
We'll take it from his right.
From my right.
Are you coming up to a junction?
This is
here?
Complicated, this. I'm not driving.
No, I know, but are you walking towards a junction?
Because it wouldn't apply if I were driving. That'd be dangerous when I tell you what I'm going to tell you.
Are you walking towards a junction at all?
To a junction,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so but can we say that in the direction of where the junction is...
Yes.
You're walking on the right-hand side of the pavement.
Yes,
on the right hand pavement.
But the junction's on the left.
Yeah,
I think
of course
Mark's
it is.
Picked a good episode to have off. To be honest,
I know.
So the junction's coming up. I mean, it's a good 10 minutes down road. It's way away. I can hardly see it. It's
so,
a lot.
So you're not coming up to a junction at all, are you? Really?
Well, I am eventually, but I don't know.
We're nowhere near it, are we?
Not yet. This is the point. This is why I'm saying it's a bit quirky.
Right,
I'm just walking down the right hand side,
yes,
and the junction's on the left.
Yes.
But I know that I'm turning it left because I know where I'm going because I'm not lost. I know where I'm going. But in my head, I'm going, I need to get on the left hand side and I need to get up there ASAP.
Like filter laning, like moving over into the correct lane.
Yes.
In plenty of time.
Now, bearing in mind, I'm not talking. We're not talking highway. We're not. No. It's not a dual carriageway. I'm not like I've got to find the moment. There's no cars on here. It's a suburban street. There's tumbleweeds going. There's nothing happening. I could cross at any time, but I've got to cross immediately. So as soon as I walk onto this road. Right, so I'm walking from another road onto this road,
and I'm
on the right-hand side. The junction for me is 10 minutes away. It's on the left. I've got to immediately walk onto the left, and I don't feel comfortable walking on the right. And then as soon as I get onto that road, because obviously I'm walking on a few back streets, as soon as I get round on that junction, I turn left, and if my turning to the next road's on the left, I'm like, oh, you know, my relief. What's the word?
Anxiety.
Yeah. It's fine because I'm walking left and the turning's left. But if it's on right, anxiety's up. I need to cross over road again. So for
any new listeners, anyone that's been listening to us for the past couple of years will already know this, and that's absolutely fine. For any new listeners, this is Mark, and he's always a week behind on episodes. So Mark has this tendency to talk about last week's episode on this week's episode.
I know, so I'm sorry guys.
Can I just kind of round this off?
I'll finish that.
What you're saying is you always like the road on your right hand side.
No.
Oh, I see.
What he's saying.
No. I'll not explain because I don't get it all wrong.
The fact that he'd cross the road to the left hand side. Or to me meant that the road, the way he was explaining it,
right,
meant
Rob, you know where we're sat now?
Yeah.
Right? If you walked to the top of this driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And walked left.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd stay on the left hand side of the path, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you'd be walking down and up the hill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah,
you got it visualized,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were going to get to the top of that hill.
Yeah.
And turn right.
Yeah.
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 Then you would probably carry on the left-hand side pavement until you get to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then cross the road over and turn right.
Yes.
What Mark's saying is, as soon as he's on the left-hand side of this pavement, even if it's here,
yeah,
he knows he's going to turn right at the top.
Yeah.
So he has to cross over the road so he's on the right-hand side of the pavement so he can turn right.
Right, I'm with you.
And that's a quirky thing I have to do all the time
when
I'm walking around.
No,
obviously not when I'm driving, because that
would
be...
What would you guys do without me?
I'm not entirely sure.
Can you imagine if me and Rob were just talking to each other?
No.
He'd be like, explain again. I'd be like, hang on a minute, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
What were I saying?
So,
I don't know what you were saying. I don't know what I was saying.
So, you went to hospital.
Yeah, well, I've told you about that. I had my x-ray. That way, and of course, my details are flying. All my personal details are flying around the hospital. Everybody's walking past. They're going, what? I know his date of birth. I know her date of birth. I know what problems she... So anyway, I had my x-ray, went home that way. I mean, I don't know.
Did they
so
say
have you got period problems?
I bloody hope not. No. I mean, I presume I'm fine. I mean, I got an inhaler because of my chest thing. And I've done my x-ray, so I presume I'm fine.
What did the x-ray say?
What, the woman who x-rayed me?
No, well...
Or what did...
What did the x-ray say?
I didn't see it.
All right.
I mean, did it hold it up like...
No, they keep that private.
I mean...
Because that's personal information.
Yeah. I mean, they don't hold it up like a holiday snap and go, what do you think? Do they? I've been looking at it and going...
Can you tell me the results? And she said, no, I can't tell you. That's personal. But I can tell you that Debbie is...
Well...
Well, you sound really ill there, Mark.
I am ill. I did cut all this out with me coughing. Okay. I mean, there was a trainee lady there from... it said she was from Lincoln on her little... It said her name and it said Lincoln.
How did you know she was trainee?
Because she told me she was trainee.
Ah, right,
she says, oh, I'm a trainee. Would it be all right if I...
I'm a trainee from Lincoln.
Well, she didn't say Lincoln, but it said Lincoln. It said Lincoln Training... Lincoln Training... Department on the top,
yeah.
And she went. She said her name. I didn't catch her name. She said, "I'm training. Would it be alright if I do the procedure?" I'm thinking, what was she doing? I mean, she didn't do anything other than just tell me where to stand and, you know, an X-ray thing. But yeah. So after I'd done it, had it done, she went, "Well, that's it. You all done. Thanks." And I went, "Okay, bye." That was it.
Would it have been
the next hour or 2 hours? Everyone's going, "Where's Marlene? Where's Marlene?" And this. Trainee sat in the corner going, oh shit, I told him to go home.
Yeah. Well, I did.
I was going to say, was it the moment where she put her fingers up your bum that you thought she didn't really know what she's doing here?
No, that didn't happen. Or if it did, I didn't feel anything.
Sorry, Deborah, I have come in for an x-ray. However.
Because you're at that age, have you had a prostate check?
I haven't.
No?
No.
You should.
Yeah, I'll share all that information on the podcast.
It ran news the other day, weren't it, that they're...
They wanted to do a nationwide thing of it, didn't they? Yeah, is that what you?
Yeah, they're screening for it, but they've decided against it.
Rob books in every week.
Yeah. I'm back against.
Yeah, you're back against
Sandra.
Yeah, yeah, they poo-pooed it, didn't they?
Yeah,
yeah. But well, yeah.
Were that intentional?
No, it weren't. No, when I said it, they just went. There's no need for it, is there? But. Well,
yeah, because at first I was like, this is, well, there were loads of people kicking off, weren't they? Disgraceful. But then actually when you look into it, to what it is, they are still doing the screenings, aren't they? It's
I think so. They just weren't doing it. Well, part of a routine, I think. We were going to be a routine thing, weren't it, or something?
Yeah, because I think it said that the test that they do would show up more, it would bring up more minor issues that would then end up becoming... people having things done for the sake of it when they didn't really need to.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone all this way and we've not asked you, how are you, Kirk?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good.
I'm all right.
Good.
My daughters went to a couple of concerts at the weekend.
All right. Anyone we know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think you'll definitely know of one of them.
Go on then.
Although it's quite strange that when I've mentioned it at work, no one has a clue who I'm talking about.
Go on then.
Are they from Leeds as well?
Who?
This artist that you're going to name. Oh. Not Leeds, York.
No, Rotherham. So
what did that have to do with anything, though?
Well, because what am I questioning?
Yeah,
because it works. He said nobody from work knew what this artist was, and I thought in my head for a minute he worked in Leeds. He doesn't.
But even if he didn't,
but they're working.
No matter where he works,
yeah, but
went to watch a singer. Not
but he
someone
works
again.
York.
Again, listeners, anyone that's been listening for 2 years knows this. Any new listeners. Mark has this habit of wanting to guess the end of a sentence before it's actually been told.
Anyway, but you said nobody. You purposely said no one from work.
Yeah.
I asked people from work, and they didn't know. As if like, listen, I work in York, and they didn't know.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, Scarlett went to the Ratons concert.
Oh yeah,
well, with her mum.
We know that
in Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they enjoy that?
Wembley Arena, yeah, she loved it. Yeah, she thought it really good. She said it was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, they've done well, haven't they?
They've done very well. Yeah.
They've done well.
Yeah, they have done well.
It'd be great to get them on here.
Yeah, it would. Yeah,
we keep trying.
Yeah, it would. And the and Mimi went to, let me try and get this right, D-Block Europe.
I know them.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well, personally.
Personally.
No. But I know, I do play the music, yes.
Oh,
I
dear.
Do. Yeah, D-Block Europe, yeah.
But I would not have a clue where they
neither.
Are.
Yeah, very modern sort of band.
Yeah.
You know. Are they a band or are they a rapper?
Like a rap group type thing.
Are they?
Yeah. Are they a rap group or is it a solo artist that's going under the name of a band?
I just play the music.
Because these days they tend to go under the name of a band.
Might even be one person, maybe.
It's literally one person.
No, I don't know them.
It must be more than one person because Mimi said how she'd taken a picture of her favourite one.
Yeah, I thought they were a group. I think there's two or three of them, I think. But I don't...
So they're a bit like JLS sort of thing.
I think Mimi will be ringing you up at that comment.
You mean a little bit like ABBA? They're a bit like ABBA.
Yeah.
You might as well say
ABBA
that.
Steps.
Yeah, well, no, but kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're obviously a boy band. If they're three men... Right. If the three men...
I don't think they are.
...in a band, they are a boy band.
Well,
technically they
depends
are.
Depends whether they class themselves as a band. What do you class as a band?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's complicated, doesn't it?
But anyway, listening to... Knowing what sort of music that Mimi listens to, I'm guessing it's crap.
Oh, right, okay.
But she enjoyed herself. Yeah. Her and a friend went to Leeds First Direct Arena, watched them there. Mm. So yeah, Scarlett went to watch Ratings and Mimi went to watch D-Block Europe.
And who at work that you work with, was it the Ratings they didn't know or D-Block Europe?
Well, both, but the Ratings.
Well, that surprises me because I thought they'd known.
Well, it's funny, I was talking to one lad I work with and I said about the Ratings, he went, I'd never heard of him. And I'm like, all right. So I said, what kind of music are you into? He says, oh, like all sorts. And they tell like indie and stuff. I said, oh, do you like Arctic Monkeys and stuff? He says, yeah. He says, I think they're a bit overrated. He says, but I like some of the tracks. To which I really strongly agree with him, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, all right. I says, well, maybe if you like some of Arctic Monkeys tracks, you might like some of the Ratings tracks. So he got his phone out and he went, oh, I'll put it in my phone. I'll have a listen. And then when he brought his phone up, Spotify, whatever he went on to, he went, oh, I've got three Ratings songs here that are saved to my playlists. He was listening to their music.
He just didn't realise.
Without knowing who it
was. He just didn't put the link together with them.
Oh, well, our Ratings, aren't we?
Yeah. Our Ratings. So I ended up taking Noah to an arcade place in Barnsley.
A penny arcade type thing?
No.
A penny arcade.
Amusement arcade.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't get much for a penny these days, Mark.
The reason I said penny arcade and you went no, my next question was going to be what, a shopping arcade?
No, an amusement arcade.
Amusement arcade. Right. Okay. I'm just maybe old, but
there's a place in Barnsley called Retro Dome.
Retro
Dome.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's not a massive place. It's not a massive place, but it's you go in, you pay a set fee, so I think it's 12 quid for adults, 8 quid for kids, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically you get a wristband, you've got access all day until 10 o'clock at night. So it opens at 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night.
Free food, all-inclusive bar.
Come and go as you please. And basically there's just got loads of arcade games in there and everything that are all then free.
Right. All retro, obviously.
Well, there's some retro games, yes. There's some more up-to-date games. There's a room we like that's just full of pinball machines. There's a crazy golf course. Crazy golf course up on the second, floor.
I mean.
Do you know what? It was just a really nice way to spend a few hours, went with Noah and he took his cousin Alfie and they obviously just went off and, I were on my own, looking like a bit of a weirdo.
weirdo. Were you saying amusement games? Do they still make amusement arcade? Now I'm not talking about fruit machines, a new one, because you go on cruise ships, you go to Las Vegas. Well, I don't go to Las Vegas, but obviously. But I'm talking about games, as in like they used to in 80s. Do they just still make them? Do they do?
Have you finished?
Yeah.
I didn't know when you were actually going to stop the question.
Are you well? Yeah.
when you say do they still make them, as in do they make new ones?
Yeah, as in new game, or do they just do them on like games consoles?
Of course they must make new ones, because if you go to any amusements, they've always got games you can play that aren't money making games. They have got games that you can play sometimes.
I guess what Mark's saying though is how old are they?
Yeah.
Oh right, okay. Well, they definitely make new ones, because when you go, you can tell the branding of them, they're brand new.
Give me an example.
Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm. They've got the last one I remember seeing was
Ghostbusters.
Jurassic Park Dominion. Granted, it's all right. It's not last year's,
but it's
obviously it's not Jurassic Park 1. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's got a TV in the back of it. It's very
clear. That's all they're using. It's just a TV.
No, I'm saying they used to.
Oh.
Whereas now, it'll be an LED screen, you know, and whatever else.
Well, quite funny is that some of the games and the new, what seem to be the newer games in this arcade, they're obviously buying them from abroad. So, like, you sit down, the game plays absolutely fine, but all the instructions, all the screen, everything is Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or whatever it is, Korean or whatever, but literally, it's not even translated or anything. I spent ages looking at this, and it's like a piano game. So, you know, a bit like Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
So a bit like that, but with a piano.
Right.
And so I quite enjoyed playing it, if you like, but I didn't have a clue what I was doing because all the instructions and everything that it was doing was just in Korean or Chinese.
Wow.
The music that you could pick from was just like,
K-pop
and stuff like that. I mean, I enjoyed playing it, but
yeah.
I were a little bit like, all right, I see where they're buying the stuff from.
Well, don't get me in there because I'll be complaining. I'll be like, what is
you can get? I know someone I work with's got one. You can have like proper machines made now, can't you? That go in your house that look like the old fashioned version, as we would say.
You what? Mark built one.
Well, yeah, do you know, I actually thought he had built one.
He had,
in
yeah.
all fairness.
Yeah, years ago, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He built it like we looked like a proper old school arcade game, arcade thing.
Yeah, I did see that.
With a joystick and buttons and all that. And then obviously what he built into it, like the engine behind it, if all, he had like hundreds and hundreds of like classic
games,
games on it.
Well, that's exactly what this one was, because when I went round, I remember playing Wonder Boy and just games that you really remember. But now, have you seen, like, you can get the little consoles that you hold in your hand, like a Game Boy or a Game Gear.
With 26 million games on it.
Yeah, but they're, like, literally PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and they go up to, like, PlayStation 4 games. And obviously all the ones prior to that, Nintendo, Sega, all that. You just think, how is it possible to have all these games in this device that you could just hold in your hand? Yeah. No cartridges, no discs. No, nothing.
It's astonishing. Well,
can you believe that? So obviously I took my son, Noah, and his cousin, Alfie, right? 12 years old.
Yep.
They're in this arcade. There must be, I don't know, a guess, and it is a guess, 100 arcade games.
Yep.
Right? Plus then the pinball machines, plus air hockey, pool table, basketball shooter things.
Yeah.
You know, all stuff like that, right? And I said to him on the way out, or in the car on the way back, what was your favourite game?
Pac-Man.
Close. Pong.
Wow.
Really?
Really, Pong?
Pong.
Wow.
In the corner of the thing, there was a little like tabletop game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a stool at either end. And it was quite clever what they'd done, because they got like, it was just like a, it wasn't a screen. So it was like a black top.
Like a glass table?
It was like a glass tabletop thing. And it had like a white block on either end. And then the ball, doing inverted commas, was a square block.
Yep.
And it was done almost through like magnets. So you'd still got your turny controller for your, you know, to control it.
Yeah.
That was their favourite game.
Wow. So it was a physical moving thing that moved between the two posts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't done like as a computer game.
And is that why they enjoyed it? Because it was quite quirky and different from what they're...
I mean, knowing them, they probably enjoyed it because it meant they could sit on their ass.
My sort of game.
You know, but yeah, I found it crazy. That, like literally, pinball machines, dance thing, Time Crisis 1, Time Crisis 2, 3, 4... All these sorts of games, all there, air hockey or whatever, and their favourite game was Pong.
Wow. Was there any, like, VR games already?
No.
So it's all aimed at older games, retro games.
It is mainly aimed at retro. Like I said, there is some of the newer stuff, Guitar Hero and stuff like that, but...
But even them, they're quite retro now.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
well,
to
the
be
thing
fair.
Is, I mean, like, Ridge Racer, they got Ridge Racer, can you remember
Ridge
that?
Racer,
Ridge Racer.
Pursuit HQ. Remember you had to, like, you stood up with your steering wheel in front of you and you're chasing...
I don't remember that one.
...cars down. Operation Wolf.
Yes.
Oh,
with the machine gun.
Yeah, you had to go drive it back at lorry, didn't you?
Yeah. Time Crisis.
That was a helicopter, weren't it, Operation Wolf? No?
No, that was Desert Strike.
Desert Strike, that's it, yeah.
Operation Wolf is one with a little Uzi machine gun with a little grenade launcher on the side.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're thinking there was a TV programme... With an helicopter with a wolf title.
Yeah,
yeah, they were.
From, what were it called?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, I can't remember.
But there were
I noticed when you're on about with little Uzi machine gun with red button on left hand side for grenade.
Obviously, like I said, they've got all the time crisis. They've got point blank. I love that game. Again, the shooting one with all the targets and stuff. I remember I was playing a pinball machine. One of the pinball machines that they had was Adam's Family.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, it's so much nostalgia because my mum and dad used to have that pinball machine in the pub that they ran when so I used to play on that as a kid in the pub.
I remember.
Did you have to pay for it? But sorry.
You what?
You had to pay
when I was in the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, well,
you could open it.
My mum and dad.
You could open it and get your money back?
No.
Oh. Did you not
have my mum and dad didn't own the pub. They managed it.
Oh, okay.
That's funny because I still would have thought, I still would have expected them to have the keys for that.
Do you know what? Maybe they did.
And they just made you pay.
Well, no, because they were paying for it.
Yeah.
But just maybe they realised that if I found out that they could just do it for free, that I would want to do it all the time.
Yes.
Well, that's the reason I said it, because obviously it were a different time back then.
Yeah.
Things were a bit run and operated a bit differently. Yeah. Now everything's either outsourced or it's contracted or this, you know,
do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But back then it were all like a pub. Yes, okay, they managed it, but usually they had access to fag machine and pinball machine and
God, fag machines, you know,
and everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you, oh, my fags are still, I'll just get keys, love. You know what I mean? That's why I sort of asked, but you know, sorry, fag machines, you get me? I mean, keep mind, I mean, kids are just good at fag machine, but I mean, nobody were managing them.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, I've recently started watching Stranger Things.
Yeah, hey, I'm very mad about this.
You've worn me down enough, Rob, for me to give it a chance and really go. And actually,
I'll sit out this section.
I must admit, I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. But it never, ever, ever fails to, I don't know, give me a pang of nostalgia or for me to remember how different times were. Because obviously Stranger Things is set in the 80s.
Yeah.
And every time somebody was sparking up a cigarette, like whether it be in the house, at work, at the desk, and the thing is I laugh and joke all the time saying I'm old, right?
You are.
But fundamentally, I'm not. That's how I see it.
You are.
You are. I'm not. Right? I'm not. But yeah, I remember a time quite clearly of working at the petrol station.
Yeah.
Not smoking.
It was safer to smoke in the building than it was outside on the forecourt.
Yeah.
But I remember being sat in the office at work, counting the money or doing whatever.
Counting money?
Yeah, yeah. I was in charge even back then.
Oh,
weren't I, Roberto?
Yeah, well, he was, yeah.
And I remember being sat there, counting money and doing books and everything for the day. We have fag on go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At work, you know, I remember working at when I worked at Rotherham Hotel, and it was somebody's job at the end of a meal. So that when we'd finished clearing desserts, it was someone's job to go out and put the ashtrays on the tables.
Yeah,
yeah. And what's weird is that you put ashtrays on all tables. Not everybody was probably smoking all, but it's just the thing you did.
Yeah,
you didn't go, "Oh, just put two on here, that'll do." No, every table.
It was just a note that what. And I mean, I know it was even more prevalent before my time, even in my adult time, it still blows my brain that once upon a time, you could be sat in a public party, let's say in a hotel, and sit there around a table with strangers and spark up a cigarette and it would be seen as the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one would even look at you weird or anything like that. It would be classed as that. I miss them days.
Well, do you know what's funny? It you can't help but watch Stranger Things or any program, and I've not smoked for a long time now, and as soon as they light one up and start smoking it, and I go, I'm in my head, I'm almost going, oh, man, that feels
really
good.
Has that effect on you?
It literally, even though all the bad sides to it that I hated with smoking, the fact that you smell, your clothes smell, I mean, that didn't matter.
Still do.
Even if you went to people, thanks, even if you went to somewhere where people were smoking, you'd still smell of smoke, wouldn't you? But, you know, you smell smoke, breath smells smoke, the health sides of it that's not great, all that, but still, you still go, Oh, yeah.
Rob,
that
it's been
that
2.5 years since I've smoked a cigarette.
Is it? Has it
2.5 years since I've smoked a cigarette.
Wow.
And you still miss them?
Every day.
Really?
Every single day.
Yeah.
Going back to the smoking thing, though, in hotels.
We've not left the smoking thing.
going back to that you've just been talking about.
Sorry,
I'll bring it up again in next episode.
I can't tell you. What I meant is the hotel thing, not smoking, sorry. Going back to that is there used to be ashtrays on my speakers. People used to put ashtrays on my speakers and just, you know.
I bet you loved that.
Oh, but it was norm. But then they used to rest, you know how people rest the fags on? If they weren't an ashtray, they rest it on air dryers in toilets because there's always burn marks on air dryers. Yeah. So not air dryers.
Hand dryers.
There were always burn marks on them, weren't they? Yeah. Or toilets, the burn marks on the side, on bars and stuff like that. But people, where I DJ, people used to stand near me and smoke, and obviously I didn't smoke, and it just used to all go in my face and that. But, you know, you think you're old. I mean, I remember smoking on planes.
See, I don't.
I don't, I'm joking. But they used to smoke on planes,
right.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I never experienced it, but I mean, how weird's that? Can you imagine getting on a plane, just lighting a fire?
I remember those ashtrays that you pressed down and it used to spin.
Yeah, I used to have them.
send all ash into
air. Yeah, I don't really know what the point was.
It was it held it in the bottom, so your fag ends and stuff weren't on show.
Wait, so that when you pressed it, spun and spun it all to the outside, which then dropped down?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't. It used to all puff out all over the place.
Yeah, you did.
While we're still talking about smoking.
Oh, okay.
I saw something on Facebook the other day, and somebody said, "Why are there still ashtrays on planes?" And I was like, "Are there still ashtrays on planes?" There are.
Mm.
And there's some. I think you know answers to this, don't you? Because I didn't know until what? And even on new planes they produce today, there's still ashtrays on them. I'm like,
there is.
Yeah. How weird's that? And I didn't know why. I know why. I didn't know until only recently, but I found out, so you can explain.
You say it.
Yeah. Move on.
Well, and my understanding was that there has to be somewhere for someone to be able to put a cigarette out if one was lit.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah. So if someone lights cigarettes, even if it's not them that puts it out, someone's going to be able to take that and be able to put it out, stub it somewhere safely.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I know that makes sense because that's what they're for. But at the same time, I'm like, well, why are they building a new plane? In my head, I'm thinking, well, they're building a new plane. You can't smoke on a plane.
Yeah.
So why who's putting fags out on planes? And if somebody does have a fag on plane, if I got a fag and there was no ashtray, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? I'd go, I'll just put it in the toilet or something. I won't stand there going, oh my God, we're going to die because there's no ashtray.
But that's the thing, the biggest, you know what, I'm saying this as though it's fact.
Are you Rob?
I don't know.
It's Rob.
Good evening. I am only going off old school fire training that we used to have at work. And obviously, you know, Mr. Fireman Sam had stood there telling you all the reasons.
Mrs. Sam.
All the ways you're going to die. and they always said that the biggest cause of fires, cigarette fires, was people discarding them, especially people discarding them in a rush.
Is that true?
Like to get rid of them. That's what Fireman Sam said.
Right, we'll ask Rob because Rob's... Is that true?
I don't know. I can nor confirm nor deny that. As a fact. I've got a question for you, actually.
For me or for Kirk?
Well, for both of you. Based on this topic.
Okay.
No. And it could be quite deep, but we don't have to go deep.
Oh, okay.
Do you think in the next few years, and I say few, okay, let's say 10,
okay,
that we find out that there's enough research to suggest that maybe smoking was better for us than vaping?
No.
What do you mean when you say?
I don't even think that's a question, is it? No, surely no.
Obviously there isn't an answer. There's nothing I can sit here and go, well, I think you're wrong.
Are you, just to clarify, are you saying that, or are you asking, do you think that we, in 10 years' time we may find out and go, oh, hang on a minute, guys, vaping's worse than smoking?
Yeah,
or, it's possible. Or are you saying that, oh, smoking weren't that bad?
No, no, no. Oh, so okay. Smoking was as bad for you as it was.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But, and still but, is.
And still is, yeah.
Still
yeah.
is.
And we but and we know those facts.
Yes.
We know the facts of nicotine, yeah. sorry, not nicotine, tar mm-hmm. And nicotine, to be fair, but it's mainly the tar and all the byproducts of the smoke yes. it created. However, vaping, it is so new, so, you know...
Right. Can I...
Go on, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So...
I feel breath. Like Kirk's done some homework here.
I'll buckle in.
Like, I have watched a couple of documentaries on this.
All right. Okay.
So, tobacco.
Yeah.
In its purest form.
Yeah.
Is not the harmful part of cigarettes.
Right, okay.
Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's good for you. I'm not saying that, yeah? But tobacco would be in the same kind of leagues as...
a fruit shoot.
Well, I don't know, but like caffeine or, you know, alcohol. Do you right. know what I mean? It's not... tobacco isn't overly bad for you.
Right.
Okay. The thing that made cigarettes so bad for you is to enjoy tobacco in a cigarette, it has to burn.
Yeah, they have to slow it down.
Tobacco doesn't burn.
Right.
Okay. So they had to mix it with a combustible, right. something that burns, so you can smoke it.
Right.
Okay. The things that they had to put in the mix to make it combustible is what is the bad side of cigarettes.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So it's the, like you just said there, the tar, the cyanide, the all the chemicals that they had to put in.
Right.
All right. That's why what's quite popular at the minute is yeah. is heated tobacco.
Yes, the ones that they have in Europe, sticks. Don't they?
Yeah. So that's heat. They've managed to find a way of being able to heat the tobacco
yeah.
without a combustible.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the combustible side of it that is the most dangerous part of a cigarette.
Right.
Okay. So that is why the fact that a vape doesn't need that
yeah.
is why I believe... it will never be worse for you than smoking. Do I think it's good for you? No. At the end of the day, it's still vaporizing a liquid that you are inhaling into your body and into your lungs.
Yeah.
Right? Your lungs are not designed for that.
No.
And it doesn't matter which way we cut it or what it tastes like or whatever, it is bad for you.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. End of story.
Yeah.
Okay? There's also the fact of the... If anyone ever wants to wonder why vaping is so popular, is that yep. it's almost like a yep. pandemic.
Yep.
You know, bear this in mind that you can get nicotine free oil.
Yeah.
And it works exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which means you have to accept the premise that they take one of the most highly addictive substances there is known to man.
Being
nicotine.
Yeah, right.
And manually input it into an oil.
Yeah.
Which isn't needed to work.
No.
They manually do that.
Yeah.
So people are to become addicted to them.
So they can sell more.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think that was the way round. I always knew they were putting nicotine in an oil product, but for the fact that it's people that want the nicotine that move from cigarettes to for the nicotine.
So that was the whole idea. The whole idea of vaping or e-cigs, as they were when they first came out,
yeah.
was to help people quit smoking.
Yeah, come off that and
come
on
that
to this.
And go on to
the
that.
Nicotine's not harmful.
Yeah. It's addictive.
Addictive, but it's not harmful yeah. in, to a degree.
Yeah.
But it gets you away from that. The mm-hmm. the issue being is that because it's now fruit flavored, it's harder for people to get off. So, but yeah. that's not the issue. It's yeah. people that didn't smoke before.
So let yep. me ask you this:
yeah,
why do we not need a prescription to get oil with nicotine in it?
Well, I mean, I've never thought about it.
If you was trying to come off heroin,
yeah,
they use meth. Meth.
Methadone.
Yeah. Yeah. Not something I've got much experience with.
No.
But I believe they have methadone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just go to the shop and buy methadone.
No.
It needs to be prescribed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, why do they not sell nicotine-free oil
Yeah.
Over the counter, as in, this isn't, you know, this isn't addictive. Use it in your vapes, your bubblegum flavours or whatever, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want it with nicotine in, you need a prescription from your doctor.
I mean, I'm totally with you. I agree. I agree. The thing
not
I don't...
Not that I can ever get in to see a doctor, but...
absolutely. The thing I don't get is who's vaping without nicotine? What's the point in that?
Well, because it's trendy.
Well, I mean, what?
There's a documentary on Netflix, right?
Right.
I really can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry.
Is it called Vaping?
But it is to do with... like the early days of the pens and
yeah,
stuff.
I think
that's where I learned all about the combustion and stuff.
Yeah, I think I have
like
actually seen it. It was a long time ago though, and I watched it.
It was in America, and basically it follows the story of the creators of this
yeah, it's
first,
that particular, I have seen it, yeah. It's that one vape stick.
I know it is,
do,
and I can't remember the name of it.
Because it's about youngsters getting it, and now they...
Well, how they walked away from it. So basically, when they started to get their levels of investment in to scale the product, it was all designed initially to be built to help people quit smoking. Mm. That was the idea of it. That was the creator's vision for it. And they wanted it to be something to help people quit smoking. And they invested so much time, effort, money into how they get this liquid to burn, how much nicotine it needs to be in it, blah, 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 blah. So they had to keep relying on investment to keep their project going. And in the end, they ended up with that people owing that many people money because of the investment, that they lost the power. They lost the power of their own company to take it in the direction that they wanted to go in. And all of a sudden, this new company is making adverts aimed at children, at kids, teenagers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the creators of that whole company walked away from the whole thing and said, this isn't morally right. This isn't what we did it for. Mm. And that was the whole idea. Because they realised more and more people were stopping smoking. Think about how much money tobacco firms and tobacco companies... Yep. Don't forget, some of your biggest vape companies now, their actual parent companies are the tobacco companies.
Yeah. Yep.
And they just needed to find a different way of getting people addicted to something different away from cigarettes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And it is so bad now that I have teenagers, so I know this for a fact, that if you do not vape now as a teenager, you are in the minority.
Yep. Yep.
Really?
You are seen as they being in the minority. That vaping almost now is though it's nothing. And the thing is they truly believe in their head, truly believe that nicotine's not harmful.
Yeah.
It's addictive, but it's not harmful. Yeah, it's just like caffeine and it's just like this and it's just like that. Yeah. And they've got it in their heads that as long as it's not smoking cigarettes, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go, Mark.
Yeah,
because obviously I started this question.
Go off.
Two things. Firstly, one, the whole oil without nicotine in. I mean, that to me is absolutely pointless because the whole point of it is to get your nicotine. If you need nicotine or you've become addicted to it or you like the feeling that nicotine gives you, then fair enough. But to have the oil with nothing in it and just pump your lungs full of oil for absolutely no reason. Yeah. I mean, you could say there's no reason even with nicotine, but with this is a reason to do it. Without it, it's pointless. Now, for me, going back to the question I asked is that we know what the effects of cigarettes are, and we know how bad it is for you. But the fact with vapes is this oil that you get it on your fingers, and you can feel how sticky it is and how bad it feels, and you think that is literally coating my lungs, my
brontosaurus, the dinosaur.
What's that green stuff you get? Vegetable.
Broccoli.
It's like broccoli, isn't it, in your lungs. If you look at a diagram, it's like broccoli. And it's just filling all that full of oil.
Yeah.
And you just think that is literally must be so bad for us. And I genuinely believe that in 10 years, there'll be more evidence to show that could quite possibly have more of a detrimental effect on the operation of our lungs than the than the tar and all the other combustible materials that were clogging them up.
I just don't see how it could, but I get. But what I don't want to do is come across as though I'm saying that, that vaping is not bad for you. Because absolutely right, Rob. I vape. I vape in my car. You've only got to go and run your finger down the inside of my windscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got... Yeah. Sorry, you mentioned one point. You're going to mention another point.
No, that was it.
I'll say my 10 penneth, and I've got 2 points. So one is very similar to Rob's, is that I think that we don't... Like everything else, because it's relatively new. I know vaping's been around for a number of years. It's still relatively new. And I think that come 10 years or 20 years' time, I think they'll look at vaping because they'll have more evidence. They'll have... people may have, suffered a little bit more from it, and like you said, and I think we'll look back and go, I think it's worse than people think it is.
Yeah.
Like your kids, for example, they blindly think that it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I know some people know it can't be great, and they sort of, it's a bit like smoke. I know it's not great, but I'm going to do it. But your kids are blindly going, there's nothing wrong at all. Yeah. So, but I think in 10, 20 years' time, when we've got more evidence, because end of the day, whatever, and you raise the point, whatever you're putting in your body is not great. I mean, even food that we put into his body can not be great for us at some time. And that's food, let alone chemicals.
But then again, you're also talking to someone here that I think that alcohol should be illegal.
I know we've touched on this before. That's
Yes. I think alcohol is the single most damaging product.
Yeah, do you know, it's so funny.
Don't start going down this road. I've not finished my point.
Go on.
Because I've got 2 points. So, yes, I think in more research, I think we'll look back on vaping and go, it's worse than we think. I think, because that's exactly what happened with cigarettes. If you think back to 40s and 50s, my mom and dad smoked, and it was the cool thing to smoke. Movie star smoked, rock star smoked. And
I think back in the day, they even pitched it maybe a bit earlier than the 50s, but they pitched it as though it was good for you, didn't they?
Absolutely, they did. Yeah, it were a good thing to do. Marlboro, particularly, they were the forefront of advertising cigarettes as a health benefit almost.
That's what he used to smoke, Marlboro Lights.
And of course, we researched, we found out it's bad for you. And I think that it won't be, I don't think vaping will be as bad as that because I think we all understand that vaping isn't as bad as smoking, but it's just a better of the two evils, should we say.
Yeah.
And my second point is, I've slightly forgot what my second point we're going to make. I'm doing a mark here. Give me a second. What my second point we're going to be? So my second point is that it's similar to your kids. It's almost like become a trendy thing to do, and to a point where it's almost dangerous. Where like bubblegum flavors, you've got these strawberry flavors, and it's marketed towards kids. They've got colors on it, and I think that we're going down a dangerous road with it because the whole idea with vaping, as you said, Rob, should really have been for people to try to come off smoking and go to vaping, and that's where it should have stopped.
Yeah, with the idea of reducing your nicotine content over time, so then your body becomes less and less reliant on nicotine.
Yeah,
to then kick the habit and quit.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly how patches work. Because the patches still exist.
Yeah.
I think they still have sort of chewing.
They're a bugger to smoke, though.
They don't lie very well. But, people aren't going out buying patches, strawberry gum patches and stuff. People aren't going out buying, because I think there's tobacco chewing gum that you can have. That's not taken off in that sense.
No.
But vaping has. And I think we're going down a slippery slope with it. It's dangerous.
I'd be interested to see if they removed all the flavourings. I mean, if you say all the flavourings, if you just stopped selling flavoured and did flavourless, and you had different milligrams of nicotine, and that's it. I'd be interested to see how many kids would then continue to vape.
They got rid of the packaging for starters.
Yeah.
Then they got rid of the fact that you can buy them. You could buy them in tens. You could only buy in 20s. Yeah. Then they got rid of menthol cigarettes and any kind of flavourings or anything like that. And that's what they did with cigarettes over time. It became bland, no flavours, no nothing, and then obviously got to a point where now they hide them under a counter and you've got to be a millionaire to do it.
And that's the problem. They won't want to remove the flavours because again, that's going to discourage sales.
Yeah,
but that will happen.
Well, I do you know what? I hope it does.
The problem with all this is that the governments and the laws don't keep up. They don't keep up fast enough. So yeah, I think eventually they'll go, hang on a minute, we need to stop this bubblegum flavour because kids are vaping it. But by the time they get round to it, it'll be in 20 years' time. It's too late.
Whereas I still think, to be honest with you, that from a government law creation point of view, that they are always treading a fine line between health benefits and tax receipts.
Yep.
You know, I worked it out once that even if you based it on 1 million smokers or something like that, that if 1 million smokers quit, they'd be losing something like 2 billion a year or something in tax revenue because of the duty that was on it. And that this, even if then you times that by 10 and, you know, 10 million people stop smoking, 20 million people, this is a massive 20, 30, 40 billion pound hole a year that's going into the tax. Now, somebody will sit there and go, oh yeah, but we'll save that on the NHS. The difference is it's delayed. So the loss is instant, but the savings are 30, 40, 50 years down the line.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that things like the vaping oil and stuff like that, they should get rid of the flavours. They should make it more controlled. They should, I said earlier, why do you not need a prescription for the nicotine one?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. But that's all from a health benefit point of view. If they did all that, the money that they've started receiving to plug some of the cigarette loss gap, they're going to start losing it there. And I think it's a fine line. I think what they do is they'll play the game until the public swing becomes the majority of people want it to happen. Because that's what happened with smoking. You know, they start to increase the prices. They banned it, advertising on TV. It was just creeping in until the swing of the pop, you know, the majority of people didn't smoke.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden the public smoking ban. Yeah. And then it got thing, and I think vaping will be exactly the same.
Yep.
They've got rid of disposables, but end of day, they've just made it now so you can still buy a disposable, but you can just, as long as it's an interchangeable pod, people don't buy the pods because the pods are more expensive than buying the whole thing. So there's loopholes around it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically what they've done is they've just get a token gesture. Yeah, because let's face it, with one swipe of a pen, they could ban all flavours of vape liquid.
Yeah,
of course they could.
So they're choosing not to.
Yeah.
They're choosing not to because they don't want to lose them tax receipts. Yeah. And I think exactly the same thing will happen with vaping. They'll just, a little bit of control there, a little bit of control there, let it happen, pull in, until it gets to a point where the majority of the, I'm talking maybe 20, 30 years down the line, the majority of people don't vape, then they'll come in hard on it, on getting rid of it all and stuff. But by then, it'll be something else.
Yeah, and do you know what? You touched on it earlier. Alcohol.
Yeah.
With the fact that they're not tackling that, but what they are doing is they're about to tax it more. So they'll just earn more money off it.
Yeah.
You know, they'll earn more money off the amount of people that drink and that do choose to enjoy alcohol. Rather than doing something, you know, we're acknowledging that it's actually more dangerous than we thought, or not than we thought, because they know how dangerous it is. But, you know, what we'll do is we'll just increase the tax. Therefore, you know, that'll deter you from drinking more. No, it won't. It just means you'll earn more.
Yeah.
Because people, it's not going to deter anybody.
Exactly.
Because it's not a significant amount. And I'll be honest with you, I think I brought it up in a recent episode about me not drinking and how much I've not missed it at all. Once upon a time, I literally have a dedicated fridge for beer. It's a clear-fronted fridge. Like you get in a pub.
Like a beer fridge?
Yeah. That was full of beer.
You mean a beer fridge? Just say a beer fridge.
A beer fridge. It's... Yeah, I had a beer fridge and it was full of beer.
Yeah, where's it gone?
Well, I've drank it.
What, the fridge?
The entire contents of the fridge. And I've just not replenished it. And then obviously decided to stop drinking, right, fully.
Are you selling it?
I've still got the fridge.
Oh, well, I'll buy it.
We now just fill it with alcohol-free drinks. But I stopped drinking, only for 2 months, and I've not missed it at all.
The fridge?
Don't make it any harder for me. No, not the fridge.
Right.
The drink. But I don't intend to completely stop drinking forever. Because I do enjoy a drink. But I was drinking all the time at home. You know, even if it was one 330ml can, it was every day. And I might drink two or three every other day. It was just too much for me. And now I just see it as it's only occasions. So if I go out for a meal, I'll have a glass of wine or I will have a beer. Or if I go to a particular bar that sells really what I would class as decent beer, that I go, oh, I'll have one of them. I've never tried one of them. I'll do it. But that's the only reason why. And I think the biggest turning point for me was when I bought a book that I saw in a cafe not that long back by a guy who was an alcoholic and wrote a book of how to quit alcohol.
Right, okay.
And I bought it because it was the proceeds went to him and charity. And I thought, do you know what? If this,
you give money to charity.
I always give money to charity, I'll have you know.
Are you sure?
And it was quite a thick book, and I had a quick thick, and I thought, this is really good. Anyway, I bought it, and I've not read it all. I've started it. I've read probably 40 pages of the 100-odd pages, still reading it. But the thing that it really pointed out was that we really do have a bad... association with alcohol, that it's seen as a... It's a sociable thing to do. Yep. It's not seen as a bad thing at all. There's no bad connotations around it. But when you put the word poison next to alcohol, mm-hmm. which is predominantly, that's what it is. Yeah. It's a poison. And every, no matter what it is, be it red water, be it wine, be it vodka, be it beer, be it whatever it is, however it tastes, it's all poison.
Well,
and I never really thought of it like that. Mm. And when I did, and I thought, all these things, I tried to think, oh, I'm a bit healthy with this, and I tried to be healthy with that, yet I'm literally having so much poison every single day. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kirk has brought this point up before about beer and stuff, and he's absolutely right. And I won't say that I counterbalanced it, because I'm not defending it. It is bad for us, of course. But it's this, like you said, it's this association we have with it. Because we socialise with it. Unlike, you know, gambling or drugs or vaping, you know, you don't associate them with going out, socialising with people. You don't go, you're coming out for a vape or something but you'll base a night going out drinking, won't you? You'll go, well, let's go out on some beer.
Yeah.
And it's that association we've had for hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying that makes it right, but it's just that's what's embedded into us, because you go out, and you know, you sometimes may not even have something to eat. You'll just go out and drink.
Yeah.
And it's that what we've got to shake off.
It won't matter to me if I never drank alcohol again ever in my life.
Really?
Really?
Well,
I'm definitely starting to go that way. I'm definitely thinking that way.
I'm sort of a bit in between. I mean, I can go long periods of without alcohol, like months and months. Hmm. But if I'm going out for a drink, for example, and I'm purposely going out for a drink.
Yeah.
Then I'd want to have a few drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of where I sit now. If I'm going out, but, you know, then I'll enjoy it for what it is.
But that's the but. If I went out for a drink, unlike Kirk, probably be able to go out and go, well, I'm fine. I'll low alcohol, or I'll have some Cokes, which is fine. But I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd be like, this is a waste of time coming out. I know that sounds awful, because I could even be with you guys. I'd still be like saying to you, well, I'm a bit bored here. Because I'm not having a drink.
Anyway, speaking of poison, shall we spin the wheel?
Let's spin it.
Let's spin it, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Right, so last week was What the Bloody Hell Is That?
Yes, oh, it was.
Would you like a recap?
Yep. Yes, please.
Okay, it goes like this.
Yep, toaster. That's right.
I'm sure you didn't say it was a toaster.
I didn't, but it probably, knowing Rob, he'll go, it's a toaster. Because remember last one? I said a chainsaw.
You were dead set that it was a chainsaw,
It is a chainsaw. Yeah. It is a chainsaw, yeah.
I think it's some sort of like VHS ejecting or something like that.
So...
Are you going to give us the answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I am, yeah.
You're going to say a toaster, aren't you?
I'm definitely not saying a toaster. And it definitely isn't a chainsaw. Kirk, you are definitely the closest.
Can I... Well, can I refine my answer?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
because what I actually wanted to say what it were was the tape, because I just thought I was being too specific.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a tape ejecting from an old camcorder.
That is exactly what it is.
Boom!
Exactly what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I nearly said, I thought, no, don't narrow yourself in too much.
Yeah.
Give it a bit of a wide bet. But all the time in my head, I'm thinking.
You mean edge your bets?
Yeah, but all the time in my head, I'm thinking that it sounds like when you eject a camcorder cassette.
Yeah.
So to clarify, it's not a chainsaw.
It's not a chainsaw.
And it's not a toaster.
And it's not a toaster. And just in case
it was me that was right.
Right, okay.
Not a microwave. And the funny thing
listen,
was...
I'll let it go.
When you were saying it last week, I was thinking, oh, he's so close. But I was like, it specifically...
I nearly said it last week. I nearly said it sounds like camcorder ejecting. And I thought, no, don't pen yourself in too much.
A VHS has a much fuller sound,
but then
it?
When you've just said, oh, you're close, I'm like, I'm having this.
Yeah. Can we remember what Mark said? Because Mark had a guess, didn't he?
He said something about something ejected.
Did he say a jigsaw?
He said something like
a circular saw. He said a circular saw.
Don't look at me laughing. I'm not trying to push my agenda onto you.
No, it's the fact he said, did he say a jigsaw? And I'm thinking, a jigsaw, as in sat putting pieces in. Don't make a noise.
Not a cardboard jigsaw.
Anyway, this episode's long enough, Mark. Shall we spin the wheel?
Yeah, yes. Let's. Right, boys, are you ready? I'm going to spin the wheel.
Ready,
yeah,
let's go.
Let's spin the wheel.
Ooh. Yay! Yoskirk, plot puzzle.
Five words, one answer.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You can't handle the truth.
I'll be back.
Morning, midnight. Plot puzzle.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I've got to say, that was a very limp-wristed spin, Mark.
Less of the limp-wristed, right? It was a very slow spin.
Yeah.
Purely because when Mark spins it, or even you're whizzing it around as if it's going round moon. We don't need it to go. Like, people are listening, going, why is it going on for 2 minutes? I'm like, listen, spin it, 10 seconds, boom, job done. How many times did it spin?
Yeah, probably about twice.
Oh, no. I think it went round a bit more.
He's off again. He's exaggerated. It went round about what? I'd say at least 8 times.
All right. Maybe it did.
So why does it need to go round 20?
Can I do my feature?
Yes.
What is it? I forgot again.
So it's plot puzzle.
Brilliant. Love it.
I'm going to give you 5 random words that are going to do with a film. You've got to guess.
Film.
The film.
Film. Film. If I keep saying it, I'll know it. Right. Film.
Film.
This is a hard one.
They're all hard.
I've always found these hard, to be fair.
Well, you're going to find this even harder.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be very, very mean.
Would you like the 5 words?
Yes, please.
Well, I need 10, probably, but...
Live wire.
Oh.
Smoke out.
Oh.
Trigger point. Partners. Break shot.
Well, straight away, it sounds like a Jim Carrey film.
Okay.
All right.
And it sounds like... Where is the mask?
Okay.
All right.
That's it. That's job done. Mask.
So live wire.
Jim Carrey.
Smoke out.
Yeah, smoking.
You're getting smoking.
Yeah, that's it.
Trigger point.
Yeah, there's guns in it.
Partners.
Partners. Cameron Diaz is in it.
Break shot.
I don't know where that's come from. Yeah, the mask.
Okay. What's your guess, Rob?
I'm thinking something more sinister. Something a bit more adult, probably an 18. So I'm thinking it's more down the lines of like Quentin Tarantino. That's the vibe I'm getting. Something like Reservoir Dogs or Heat. That's a good film. Something that's a bit more edgy, not Point Break, because that would have just alluded to the words that were there, but the Point Break was a good film.
Listen, all you need to do is set a film.
I know
we don't
that.
Need this running commentary.
I know
you
that.
You don't go, right, you've got your hands behind your head, going, right, you've got your smoking jacket on, going, right, but I think we don't want any of that. Just set Blockbuster, Ghostbusters,
we
move
don't
on.
Want any
Ghostbusters.
Of this.
Ghostbusters, move on.
I mean, that's not a bad shout.
Well, exactly.
What's your guess?
Smoke. I'm going to go with...
He's lost for words there.
Oh. This is so difficult, this one, isn't it?
He said it was hard.
I'm going to go with Inception.
Okay.
What?
Right. That famous
edgy Quentin Tarantino film Inception.
Do you know what? It's Mark. He went, what?
Exactly.
Hold on a minute. You don't want me to explain why, so I'll just not. No, I've just said the film.
Yeah, it's because, like Kirk said, you're going, yeah, it's edgy, it's a Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
And then you went, Inception. I'm like, what? That's...
Yeah? Why?
Anyway, right, boys. Anyways.
Everyone else is thinking, why,
shut up.
Why would you have picked that?
Anyway, boys.
Yes.
Get well soon, Mark.
Yes. Yeah, get well soon, Mark.
We've missed you.
Our thoughts are with you, Mark.
And...
He's not dead.
I didn't mean it in that way.
Anyway, see you later, boys.
See you later, boys.
Right, next week is Boxing Day. So that's us done for 2025 because we're going to take a week off. We'll be back with you in 2026. However, for our Patreon members, we've got a little special treat for you. On Boxing Day, we'll be dropping our recording of the live event that we recorded in the summer. Enjoy. And if you don't want to miss out, then head over to Patreon and become a member. Thanks for a great year, and we'll see you all in 2026.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook, on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email, inthechat@gmail.com, and of course on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.